Blog Talk Radio.
It's Isis on the scene. You ain't no forming. Cause what happened? So, bitch, let me tell you. This whack ass nigga done fucking hit me up on Jack. I hope his baby mother know. Cause if she don't know, well, she best to know. Cause what happened?
Never met a motherfucker like me. In every city, best believe I got the key. I'm in the club, in the cut like bandages. They got beef, I got bread, let's make sandwiches. These butch queens be boosting, they mad, yeah, they losing. Hotels prostituting, they call it escorting. Your ugly bitch is too cute for me. Nothing in your name but an Instagram. Just got a notification on the app. Phone blinking, phone ringing, it's Jack. Trade nigga, hit me with that head be like. Unlock for unlock is what they dead be like. Clean up on out, you need a mop bucket. My shit to the gods, my shit to the gods. But I ain't a hoe, just broke up with my nigga, you should know it. Treat you niggas like a blog, I'll keep you posted. Word to everything, all these niggas whack. Should've never let the pussy niggas smash off a jack. If I be hopped off the boat, got no paper, no stacks. Niggas, the life of some
San Antonio Johnson, remember that name. I first want to start this broadcast out that I did get the information about San Antonio Johnson on what he actually did, what actually happened. Hello? Yeah, I'm actually doing a show now on what actually happened. The drama, the beat down, him getting beat from no other. This is all had to do with Dutchess. And I'm hearing cocaine was involved. So let me just get to this whole ordeal. First of all, I want to say this. When you get plastic surgery does something to you. When you get plastic surgery and you get things done to your nose and you start sniffing like drugs, like a lot of people with this whole San Antonio Johnson ordeal is very, very sad. Here is a guy that is was known for walking sex iron, like known to look good, like good looking body sickening. He got the six pack, but now when your face looking like, when your face are just looking bad, all that just damage, your face just damage, your nose is damaged. It makes me realize that you got to be careful when you get in your nose and you can't hardly breathe. Mentally, it's something that's wrong. So he into it with somebody, with this brother. I want to make sure I get his Instagram. I got his Instagram. And I wanted him on the show. And unfortunately, King Daniel Anthony refused to come on. King Daniel Anthony posted this guy's picture. San Antonio. This is how he looked. Messed his face up, allegedly, because he feel as though Dutchess, this beautiful young lady, I don't know if she wanted San Antonio because San Antonio is gay. So I don't know why San Antonio would try to talk with somebody else outside of the male species. He did get a nose job. So I know it's problem with that nose, and that can mess up your mental up there. So I'm just reading these comments, reading how he is in jail. This man got booked in jail, and your face is fucked. Now you can't hardly, your face is, I mean, this is crazy. And these are all allegations, but you can't say allegedly his face is not messed up because look at it. For those that are actually on my Facebook Live, scarred up, beat up, you got a nose job that went wrong. It went wrong. He was too good looking. I was looking at an interview with him, San Antonio, like he was good looking. He didn't need a nose job. But that's not the point because his face is fucked up. So we can't get to the nose. And it's just, I just, looking at the posts of real_trap_shit. I don't get it. Why would he try to talk with Duchess of Ink? This beautiful, beautiful Duchess of Ink. What happened? So I don't want to say anything bad about her because I don't know all of the details. She's very beautiful. Very beautiful. But she peaked on King Anthony Daniel, put her in it. Put a beautiful woman in this. He in jail. I'm talking about San Antonio in jail. Face fucked up. Nose fucked up. His life is fucked up. People, be careful getting plastic surgery. People, be careful getting things done to your nose. Because, and people, don't do no crack. You can't get no nose job and smoke and snort crack cocaine, smoke drugs. You can't do that. Like, honestly, I can't. It's hard for me to pick, like, if that, like, I'm trying to snort something. Like, hold on. How can I snort something and my nose is closed? And I don't get that. And he locked up. He's in prison. He in jail. If something is wrong with that. If something is wrong when you in jail and your face is fucked up, you fighting. But he took a picture with the guy. I just, this is, to me, this is all sad. This is all sad. What a photo at of him and King. Where's the photo? You got Duchess is involved. Now, here they go. I mean, beautiful pictures. They looking good together. Just beautiful. Just a beautiful man. But you mean to tell me you get plastic surgery, you get a nose job, you get all this thing, and something is wrong. You getting a nose job, you getting into a fight, you trying to be a model, you allegedly they're saying you on drugs. If I was San Antonio, I will delete my social media and work on my life. Your life is fucked up. Your nose is fucked. My eye is crossed. It's crossed. I would be a damn fool to try to get a motherfucking nose job. That would be too much attention on my face. He's a good-looking guy. I mean, he's good-looking. He didn't need a nose job, but that ain't about the nose. The face is just messed up because of drugs, allegedly, jealousy, and knives. Jealousy, knives, and drugs do not mix. You cannot try to fight somebody when you so high off of coke and you pick up a knife. That's dangerous. That's dangerous. And the picture, this is so sad. And I love him dearly because this is my brother. This is my dear brother. And we've been friends for a very long time. Very long. I've been knowing him for a very long time. And I told him once before, you should not get a nose job. You need to stay away from a certain crowd. And again, he didn't listen. And so now your face is like this. Now your face is all bruised up. You're bruised up mentally and you're bruised up physically. And now I have to do a radio show to explain to the people on why my dear friend is looking like this. Because he decided to be around the wrong crowd and want to get into a fight. When you are on drugs, people, you got to be careful thinking that you can fight everybody. You can't fight everybody because you high. And your nose is dead. And these are all, you know, allegations because I've heard multiple times of doing drugs. And let me tell you, if I'm friends with you and you do drugs, I can still be a friend. I can't be in the same room as you if you're going to smart up anything. But nothing should be smart up under your nose. I'm just, if your nose is, if you got nose surgery. I mean, I don't get that. And I love San Antonio for the fact of he didn't deserve to get stabbed and cut up like that and face like that. No, he didn't. But you cannot try to think you can fight somebody and beat up somebody. Can't do that. You can't do that. If we're going to sit here and be in the community, in the LGBT community, we have to act right. And meaning that you can't go around getting high left and right. You can't keep doing that. I don't understand why people decide to get plastic surgery when they look good. When you look good, you don't need plastic surgery. I don't get that. If you got a sickening face, a sickening body, and a fucked up nose that you did, that you went to go pay to get done. You paid to get your nose fucked up. Then you around trying to flirt with somebody, trying to flirt with Duchess, trying to flirt with this beautiful woman. She ain't gonna want you and your nose looking like this. Like, come on. No, who wants a guy that got surgery on their nose? So here we go. You get San Antonio. He go to the place. He meet up with King Anthony Daniel. He hit up King Anthony Daniel and said, "King, I want to speak with, you know, I want to talk with your friend. I want to talk with Duchess. You know what I mean? You talk with Duchess. You talking with her. You doing good. You talking with, she don't want to talk with him." He get upset with King Anthony Daniel. They start fighting. He picked up a knife, and then King Anthony Daniel picked up what he did, and he defended himself. And then San Antonio is in jail with a fucked up face. My point is, he need to be in jail. He need to stay in jail until he get help for that drug addiction, all allegedly. But if he is on drugs and all these folks are constantly telling me this, why nobody helping him get off the drugs? I remember when he went to go get the surgery for his nose, and I told him, "Don't do it. You got a beautiful nose. Don't get it closed." And unfortunately, he didn't listen to my advice, and he got the surgery on his nose, and his nose is no longer open. It's closed. So, in jail. And this is the reason why Donald Trump is in office today, because of this. And I got Joseph Gibson on. We got a show come up. I mean, I have people. It's a lot of white supremacist people. But how can I defend my black people and they're doing this to each other? Like, I don't get this. How can we talk about Donald Trump and tell Donald Trump to stop grabbing people by the pussy and we're getting fucked up nose jobs and we're fighting and we're getting fucking up each other's face? How can I go and tell and have meetings and tell that we need justice and equality and we can't get along with each other? Look at this. This is Black History Month. He wasn't in no march. He wasn't trying to fight for equality. He just wanted some pussy, and the guy did not see it for him. And so what happened? This happened. This is crazy. This is pure foolishness. He need, as everybody that's watching this, you know damn well that his nose should not be like this. And you know damn well he should not be trying to flirt with nobody with his nose like that. I'm just saying. And then you in jail. So you already know how can you be able to breathe correctly in jail with a fucked up nose and a face? So all his modeling career days are on temporary standstill because his face is fucked up. I mean, fucked up. And the guy that did this, I don't know. I'm only here to report the news. But if we're going to sit here and if we're going to judge each other, this is crazy. If we're going to sit here and judge somebody, I'm going to bring the facts. And the facts is he was arrested February 1st. On yesterday, there we go, with a fucked up face. And they don't mind that. He's not desirable. He do not look like the sex siren that he once was. He do not look like he was an icon, a legend. He's giving me very dangerous, thuggish tease. This is dangerous. Look did that. Crazy, man. Crazy. Not good look. This is the reason why Donald Trump is in office, because of black people across this country do not know how to get along. Look at that face. And look at the nose. That is just crazy. I mean, just really, really crazy. Again, let me read the statement again for the people that are actually tuning in. Try to kill me, you stupid cocaine junkie. Telling everybody you beat my ass? Nah, nigga, you stabbed me with a knife off guard over 7 times in my face. Then I beat the living shit out of you when I saw blood. Can't hide this fucked up face. Obviously, he was the aggressor. Because the police is going to always arrest the aggressor of the situation, and he just got a couple of marks. But the bad, the damaging part of it all, this is his mugshot with his closed nose. Closed nose. I mean, his nose is closed. It's supposed to be open from 9 to 5, and unfortunately, this is closed. It's sad. But I don't care if you feel like, Wiley, you being messy, but bitch, if you out here committing crime and out here smoking cocaine, I'm going to report it. You put yourself out there, you put yourself to the world to see, and you getting fucked up nose, hey, how you doing? How you doing? I'm going to report it. If I have the courage enough to come on camera with my eye like that, you should have the courage enough to keep your nose like it is. God did not make him to be like this. He's a good guy, intelligent, beautiful guy, but he's not beautiful here. But okay, I'm just going to say what I have to say and leave it alone. But I love him because he still can get it, and he still can change. So being in jail is a good thing for him because he pops off, and I'm hearing that he just popped off. They said, Wiley, he just popped off. When you on drugs, you will pop off like Bobby Brown. Come on, people. When Bobby Brown was a New Edition, when he did coke, what did he do? He just fucked up a lot of decisions. So in this case, it's not shocking me that he ended up in jail. Once a criminal, always a criminal. And where did he get the nose job done? From South Korea. Look at the nose job. And I don't have no sympathy for you talking about Wiley. Just has some sympathy. You know, he wanted to change his look. And no, baby. When you look like a fool and you act like a fool, you a fool. Come on now. Come on. Say it. And he's in jail. He's in jail right now. And unfortunately, I'm praying that he get out of jail soon and that he come and go to rehab. Go to rehab. Get off the drugs, detox, and be done with it. Let me go. I'm going on his Instagram. And detox. And now he's out. And I love it. And now, you know, of course, this. And he has been released. And now you have to use extra lighting. You have to use extra lighting to hide the scars. And it's okay, San Antonio. It's okay, bro, because, you know, God ain't through with you yet. And according, he is smoking on something. I don't know what it is, but he has been released. And that's okay. But the point is this. Can't run away from this. He needs to explain this. And I don't care what nobody say. He have to explain why he ended up in this predicament. And then now he have to go extra lighting on his face. And that's unfortunate that he have to do that. He had to put extra lighting, meaning that he had to cover the scars now. He can't give you all that. This is what he got to give you now, something where it was extra. See, he got so you can't see the scars or anything of that nature. You can't see that because he's doing that on purpose. And I understand that because I won't want people to see my scars like that. I won't want to see it. Of course, this is when he was looking. That was, look at that. Beautiful, beautiful young man. Beautiful. This, not so beautiful. This picture is the picture that is not beautiful. Man, that's not good. Not good. You go to jail. You think you want to be a criminal? Well, you got to deal with the embarrassment. He is embarrassment. He's just embarrassing his whole family. I would be embarrassed to be associated with that. But it's okay, because people are going to say, Wiley, you should pray for him. But I am praying for him. I'm praying for him in these words. Dear Father, help him. That's it. Okay, guys. I'm going to log out on my Blog Talk Radio show. I was just doing this to report that he has been released. And I'm trying my best to stay neutral in this, but it's hard to stay neutral when you're the aggressor, when this is how you look. And now he has been released, and clearly he had, you know, when you get out of jail, you got to crack you up some. I don't know what it is. It could be a crack pipe. I don't know. I don't think it's a crack pipe, but it could be marijuana. I don't know all of that. So maybe, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? But San Antonio, or San Antino, or whatever your name is, or Mr. Knows, I'm going to call you Mr. Knows. Mr. Knows, I'm not going to call you by your name, because I no longer know you by your name. I know you by Mr. Knows. So Mr. Knows, and the reason why I'm calling you that is because you just fucking up your life. And that's not good. That's not good at all. You fucking up your life. Not good at all. Not good. Okay. So we're going to continue and get everything together and make sure everything is done right. So thank you so much, and God bless you all that is tuning in. All right, peace.